Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Our basketball, we start our district play this Friday night up at Clark Range. I think our boys team are, even though we lost one the other night to one of the better AAA schools in the state of Tennessee, I think this week we were still ranked number one in Class A, and it's going to be a tough year, great year to come out and watch the Bulldogs and the Lady Bulldogs. I think the Lady Bulldogs are still undefeated, so it starting a great year of basketball here. Let's see, we've got our little pop-up stores going to be open, I think, maybe today and Sunday here in the courthouse. I think they're going to be with us for a little while here, off and on, as they see fit to kind of open up. And so we've got that going on. We've got the courthouse decorated up a little bit. We're not going to try to do any type of Christmas program this year because of the size of our little theater here, and I know a lot of the elderly folks, like such as myself, always enjoyed that. And it's kind of scary thinking about bringing 75 or 100 of us into a real closed section place right now. So we're going to kind of hold off on doing anything here major in the courthouse, but we still, you know, really want to invite everyone to come to Salina. And we've got, you know, our merchants have lots of new merchandise, lots of things to sell you. And I know we had a great turnout for the Shop Small weekend. And we hope we just keep convincing people that most of the things they can buy anywhere outside of Salina, they can buy inside here at Salina. So kind of keep that in mind. Now, also today we'll be giving away one of our birthday prizes at the end of the show. We've announced those that are be celebrating birthdays and anniversaries this past week. And let's see. I think with that, we'll just take a little short break after we thank the folks that make this possible each Thursday morning here at 9 o'clock with the rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock. So don't forget that. And also, these shows do get posted to the Dale Hall Horizon website where they're streamed, and you can go through there and find ones that you want to listen to and listen to them. And with that, the three-star folks, the Chamber of Commerce, and all of the good folks that buy advertising time on this radio show, we really appreciate the fact that you make this possible. And with that, we'll take a little short break, and we'll come back, and we're going to talk to Mr. Greg Brandon a little bit about franchisee businesses in a small town. We'll be right back.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why making Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Making Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Come grow with us.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
A state debris burn permit is required for outdoor burning through May 15th, where local restrictions do not apply. Get your leaf and brush pile burn permit free, fast, and easy from your mobile device 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. Central Time at burnsafetn.org. Where internet access is limited, call 877-350-2876 Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Call volume can be high with long wait times, so get a permit online if possible. Again, that website is burnsafetn.org. Remember, fire prevention begins with you.
Well, welcome back, everyone. Once again, it's great to be here with you this morning. And instead, I've got Mr. Greg Brandon here with one of my former students a few years ago.
And players.
And basketball player. And he may have been the first, maybe first full-time varsity player from the up in the Maple Grove Elementary School that joined us down here over the years. And very important member of our team. One of the better supporting players that we ever had. It was always ready and went a whole lot.
I appreciate that.
But I know Greg has I think he's been in this franchisee business for a pretty good while with the Subway folks, and I know myself from sometimes when you investigate the ownership of something like this, and you take a look and you see that the Subway folks, there's a fairly interesting story about the name of their, I guess their franchisee was Doctors Inc. And I thought, well, is there some big doctors group that was behind this, and this is some sort of a health food organization? Tell us just a little bit about that, Greg.
Okay. The original owner, the man that started Subway, his name was Fred DeLuca, and he was someone that did not want to go to college, and he had an idea for a Subway, a sandwich shop, and he was from northern New York, close to the New York area, and he wanted to start this sandwich shop, and he didn't have the funds to do so. So he had his father was good friends with a doctor in the area. I can't remember his name offhand.
Peter Bug.
And when they originally started the sandwich shop, they called it Pete's Subway. Actually, before that even, they wanted to call it Fred Submarines, which the doctor didn't like the name. That he thought it would confuse people, so he kind of talked Fred into changing the name, and they started calling it Pete's Subway. Fred got multiple stores there going in the New York area, and that's kind of where it started at from there. It wasn't franchised out at that time. It was just Fred doing the sandwiches himself. And, you know, there's kind of a funny story behind, you know, people get confused with the BMT sandwich. The BMT, they think it should have something tomato, you know, and they can't figure out what the BMT stands for. Well, actually, BMT stands for Brooklyn Manhattan Transit. And he named that after the Brooklyn Manhattan Transit in the New York area. So that's how that sandwich got its name originally. Fred, unfortunately, passed away a few years ago, and it's been passed to his sister originally, and then Mr. Buck passed away just recently. So, they're real supportive of their franchisees, and they really try to help us as much as they can. Sometimes it's a little slow getting there, but they do try to support us all that they can.
Okay, now, Greg, let's take a look. You know, I know you are a franchisee, which means that you have a recognizable brand name. You have a supplier for your food and things like that.
Yes.
And now, to get a franchise in a small town like Salina, how would one go about? I know you purchased, but you know how would you go about?
If you're starting from the ground up, first of all, you have to take a written test after that written test, if you make, I can't remember what the percentile is, it's like 85% on the test. Once you do that, they send you to Connecticut, and you have to do a two-week training program at the Subway headquarters, which is in Milford, Connecticut.
Okay, now let's stop right there. This test, what are you talking about a test there? Is it a test of the area?
No,
answering questions about the population?
No, it's more of a written test, kind of like a school exam, like mathematics, English. I mean, it's a pretty intense test. Me and my wife, Melissa, we both took the test at the same time. It's I guess they just want to make sure that you're capable of running it.
That you're capable of.
Right, that you can actually be a franchisee.
Okay, now I know in a lot of franchises that, like a McDonald's, Pizza Hut, some of those, they will not look at a place unless it has a certain amount of traffic for the population size and things like that.
Well, once you get done doing the courses at Connecticut, if say you wanted to put your Subway in Salina and there's not one here now, they're going to look at the population. They're going to and to be honest with you, right now they've kind of cut that back a little bit. They really, really had it out that they wanted to be the number one franchise in the world, and they accomplished that. There was 43,000 Subways in the world. Okay, so now they're downsizing just slightly because they've kind of overpopulated because Subways are just taken away from other Subways. So what we needed to do is we needed to downsize that. So now we're in a small town here. We don't have another Subway. It's just, you know, you're kind of in a small rural area. And, you know, that's good for me. But that being said, if you say if we put another Subway in Tompkinsville and we had two up there, there's not really a big enough population in Tompkinsville for two Subways. You're just going to take from one and give to the other.
And probably cause both of them to fail.
Yeah, and both of them will fail at the end. Yeah, that's what will happen. But Subway will come in and they will check the area. You have to get the building approved. If you've got a building that's there, you can't just say, I'm going to put a Subway in this building. Subway has to come and look at the building, and they want a certain size. It needs to be 1,400 square feet. They'll check it. And right now, they're only pushing Subways or new buildings that can have drive-thrus. If they can't have a drive-thru right now, they're probably not going to accept it. Just because of COVID and, you know, everything like that, they're trying to better fit into that right now.
Maintain business during those hard times.
Right. Because to be honest, when COVID first hit, you know, it killed us for about 2 months. We were really slow for 2 months. So, but after we got over that hump again, we're back to normal sales now and stuff. So, and we hope to be back to normal sales at T-Bill once we open up there. So,
on that, like I asked you the question earlier, you know, was that by your choice or by Walmart's choice? And you said, of course, it was Walmart's choice.
That
you were perfectly satisfied.
Yeah, I was. You know, when you first buy in, you know, you're out a lot of money, and once you've been in for 7 years, you've got your debt paid way down. So you kind of hate to make that move without being made to make that move. So Walmart kind of have different intentions on the area that I was in, and it wasn't just my Subway that got removed the same week my contract was up. 300 other stores lost their contract too. So it wasn't anything against what we were doing there, because we were one of the highest volume Subways in a Walmart in the state of Kentucky. But they think they need that area, I think, for their online pickup service. I think that's what they'll eventually be doing there in that area. But
so it's them using the building for other things.
Right.
Okay, now, you mentioned there the franchisee fee. I mean, do you care to say how much
it varies. If you're starting one fresh and new, It's I think it's 10,000. If you're buying in, if I bought from a previous owner, and actually that previous owner has to pay that franchise fee. So it's $3,750 to transfer one. When you talk about 43,000 stores and you talk about that franchise fee being switched from one franchise to another over and over and over again, they're making bucks. They're making bucks. But, and you know, we buy all of our, everything that we serve at Subway is bought from Subway. All of our equipment is bought from Subway. Even if we buy floor tile or something, we can't just go to the local store and buy floor tile. We have to get everything through Subway, even though they may go to the local store and buy it. It's coming through them and then coming to me. So, but it's you can't do anything, even though you're the owner and you feel like you should be able to make decisions and do what you want to do. Before you do it, you better run it through Subway.
Okay, and you know, over the years, we've heard, you know, all the stories about, you know, the reason why we don't have a McDonald's, the reason why we don't have a Pizza Hut. Of course, we do know a whole lot of it has to do with population.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, we've heard rumors of over $100,000 upfront franchise fee for some
mm-hmm.
of those places.
Yeah, and it may be that way with some franchises, and if it was that way with Subway, I wouldn't be a franchisee.
I mean,
right?
You know, it seems like, you know, they were actually interested in serving and having the
mm-hmm.
stores, and not, you know, that, I mean, that's a pretty good chunk of change.
Yeah. That's a lot of sandwiches to sell if you have to pay $100,000 back.
And if another thing, I know we've gone through the thing here with a lot of the franchise stores having to completely remodel,
mm-hmm.
and that remodeling is.
Not cheap,
and who pays for that, Greg?
We pay for that ourselves. It's written in the contract when you become a franchisee that you have to do a remodel every 7 years. Now, you have a little bit of control over that. They have a plan team that comes in and draws plans up for your Subway, and you can kind of fight them a little bit on certain things, like if you don't feel like you need a new Coke counter or something, you just want to put the new face on it or something, you can kind of fight them a little bit on it, but when it's all said and done, it's up to them if they're going to let you do that or not. And you pay the bill. If they, whatever they say you have to do in there, you have to do it, and you have to pay the bill.
You know, I know just looking, though, they're in Tompkinsville at the McDonald's, where they went through just a basic, complete remodel
mm-hmm.
right in the middle of the beginning of the COVID thing.
Yes.
And that is, I mean, basically they rebuilt that entire building, which
mm-hmm.
is quite a bunch of money.
I'm sure it was, yes.
But, and like you said, they bring their crew in,
mm-hmm.
they do that, and you pay for it.
Right. Well, fortunately, I had a little bit of construction background, so I kind of talked them into letting me do my own here in Salina. I did my own remodel here. Me and my wife and some of the family helped. But, yeah, we saved quite a bit of money just by doing that. But, you know, just to buy the things that we had to have to do the remodel, not even including the labor to do the remodel, you're talking, mine was fairly cheap at $30,000, and then you have some of them that cost upwards of $100,000 if they want to do a ceramic tile floor, and you know, if they wanted to really make one real fancy, you know, it could really cost, so.
I tell you what, Greg, let's take a little short break.
Okay.
We will come back and we'll continue on with this a little bit.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
All right.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
A state debris burn permit is required for outdoor burning through May 15th, where local restrictions do not apply. Get your leaf and brush pile burn permit free, fast, and easy from your mobile device 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. Central Time at burnsafetn.org. Where internet access is limited, call 877-350-2876 Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Call volume can be high with long wait times, so get a permit online if possible. Again, that website is burnsafetn.org. Remember, fire prevention begins with you.
Welcome back, everyone. So to have Greg Branninger with me this morning, and we're talking about the franchise business in small towns, what it's like. And okay, let's back up and just, let's go through the steps of you getting ready to open here in Salina. The store okay. was here,
mm-hmm.
but you weren't here.
Right.
What happened, Greg?
Okay, the previous owner. They were from Birdstown.
They were the second owner.
They were the second owner. And they were both busy with their personal jobs. They didn't personally work in the Subway business. They just owned the business. And they kind of trusted it to be took care of by the people that they had hired. Well, unfortunately, it wasn't being took care of very well. So they just kind of got to the point to where they really couldn't afford to keep it going the way that it was going, and they called me and offered to sell it to me. Real nice people. I don't have anything negative to say about them at all. And even in the business of the Subway, they did the best they could for the circumstance they was in. But what happened is they called me, and it was a pretty long process. We started talking to them probably in February or March, and we didn't get a deal done until October. So we purchased the Subway here, and it was due a remodel immediately. They even, the DA's office in Nashville told me as soon as I took over, it was past due for a remodel. So we kind of got to stretch that out a little bit because of COVID, because I kind of put halts on all of that when COVID started. But we've got it done now, but it's been a challenge. It's been a challenge to get all that done. But we took it over, and I was splitting my time between here and Tompkinsville.
Okay, now right there. What did you have to do when you first started to get ready to run a store, Greg?
Well, the first thing you need to do is you need to get good people to work for you.
Yeah.
And to be honest, right now that's the biggest challenge of being a franchisee is getting people to work for you. You got to be a little selective. You can't just hire any Joe off the street to work in there because they're fixing people's food right in front of them. So, you got to be a little selective of that. And after you do that, then you have to you got to put yourself out there a little bit. You got to tell people that, you're doing it now, and you're going to make it better. You're going to do the best that you can, and you're going to improve it. And you got to be people friendly. You can't be, you know, you can't be rude to customers, and I really push that with all of my team at both places. And if I hire someone and they're not being friendly, they're not going to work for me for very long.
Okay, and your each store, you how many people do you have at your store here?
I've got 8 here. I think I've got 9 at Tompkinsville. We may end up having to hire a couple more at Tompkinsville because of the new store, but 8 here and 9 up there.
Okay, and do you have a team leader there?
I have a manager at both stores. Becca Strode is the manager here in Salina, and Laura Strong is the manager at Tompkinsville. So, yeah, and they both do a good job for me. They're both people person. You know, they know how to talk to people. They treat people kind and nice, and they do a good job for me. So I have nothing bad to say about either one of them. They both do great. So.
Okay, I'm going to read the birthdays and anniversaries, and we're going to come back and do a couple of more things. And you may want to hang around here with me if we might talk about the Sports Hall of Fame a little bit.
Sure.
Here in a few minutes.
All right.
Or you can help me out on some of the things on that, maybe. But right now, celebrating birthdays and anniversaries this week, we have Mr. Jason Hamilton. We'd like to wish him a happy birthday. Doug Green. And also celebrating an anniversary, Denise and Ronnie Harper, and also Joy Smith and Ronaldo Smith this past week. And, of course, Ms. Sue called those in, so we would like to wish all of them a happy birthday. And here toward the end of the show, we'll be giving away a birthday gift, compliments off WVFB-FM 101.5 Kicks Country, which is 105 on your radio dial. And so we'll be doing that toward the end of the show. But right now, we'll be back after we work in a few words from our sponsor.
Let's face it. We are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
A state debris burn permit is required for outdoor burning through May 15th, where local restrictions do not apply. Get your leaf and brush pile burn permit free fast mobile device 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. Central Time at burnsafetn.org. Where internet access is limited, call 877-350-2876 Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Call volume can be high with long wait times, so get a permit online if possible. Again, that website is burnsafetn.org. Remember, fire prevention begins with you.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, Greg, I know we were talking about the store itself, the day-to-day operation of the store. I know you have a manager here that you said that kind of takes, and you have how many people normally on a shift up there?
Two people on a shift. I don't ever want one person there, except maybe early in the morning. But from 10 o'clock the rest of the day, I'd like for two people to be there. Even though it's slow from, you know, 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock, I still leave two there just because of the cleaning they have to do, because I'm pretty picky about the cleaning. The cleaning they have to do, and plus, you know, when you're talking about hiring young girls and stuff, you know, to work, you don't really want those young girls to be there by themselves.
That's what the safety.
Yeah, it's more of a safety thing than anything. But now the police here in town, they've told us anytime we need them to come up there for any reason at all, they're more
than welcome.
They'll be there. So we've only had to call them a time or two, so it's really not even been an issue, but. It's more of a safety thing than anything. I just don't want to leave them there by themselves.
Okay, and I guess right now the your sales right now, you said it's good right now again.
Mm-hmm.
And have you noticed certain days are better than others? Or?
Yeah, well, our weekends are generally a little slower than through the week because, you know, people are not at work and stuff. Monday through Friday is good. I mean, Mondays are generally our best day at Salina because the Mexican restaurant's not open, and you know, a few things play into that. Ball game nights are big sales nights. So certain things play into it. Even you can even see a little rush after church on Wednesday night and stuff. There'll be a little rush after that and stuff. But we do. We do well through the week. The weekends are a little slower, but, we're still there to wait on people, though, if they need us.
Well, so I guess, you know, weekend people get thinking a little bit more fancy.
Right, they do. They do. Yeah, they don't want to eat Subway all week.
And your menu up there.
Uh-huh.
Pretty varied menu, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah, we've got a little something for everybody, I think. If you like chicken, we got chicken. If you like beef, we even got the roast beef back now. I know you asked me about that earlier, so we've got it back now. We've got a pretty flexible menu for about anyone.
I know I noticed in one of the franchises, not to say a name or anything, but they start out with a cow with a pig on top of it and a chicken on top of that and something else on top of that. So. But, you know, that is something, too. And the nutritional value of the sandwiches there, I think probably they may be rated as one of the best value for nutrition that there is in any of the fast food places.
Yeah.
And that's kind of why the doctor's thing is.
You can make bad choices even if you go to Subway. I'm not saying everything we got's good for you. But, you know, if you go in and get a turkey sandwich and put a little lettuce on it and skip the mayonnaise and the ranch, you're doing good, you know. But if you get a meatball sub with extra cheese and you know, a bunch of mayonnaise and ranch on it, then you're not going to do so well. If you want to eat well, if you want to eat good for yourself, we've got what you need. But
you know, the good stuff's either illegally immoral or patented.
Yeah, you're right.
But and as far, you know, there's no such thing as fried food in there.
No fried food.
I mean, of course, you know, the food is, you can have it heated, toasted, and those type things.
Mm-hmm.
But I know it's great to have, you know, that franchise here in Salina. It's great to have that choice.
Well, thank you.
And I do know, of course, and as you know, too, we have lots of good local restaurants that are locally owned, and of course you're locally owned.
Yeah.
So I mean it is.
And I support those restaurants too. I don't think that everybody should come and eat at Subway every day. I just hope they come and eat with me occasionally. If they will, we'll be all right.
Well, you know that's the way anything works in a small community. Mm-hmm. That folks, they have to cooperate.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Right, and you know, just let's look at your menu. You have your sandwiches. But what's your best-selling sandwich, maybe?
Probably just a ham sandwich or a turkey sandwich. Steak. Steak is real popular. I would say those three are my most popular sandwiches. You sell a lot of ham because, you know, a lot of kids eat ham or turkey, you know. They don't really veer much for teriyaki chicken or something like that. But ham's probably the most popular, and turkey probably being second, and steak being third.
Okay, and then other menu items. The salad?
Salad, mm-hmm. We got protein bowls, salad bowls. The protein bowls are just more meat, less vegetables. The salads are more vegetables, less meat. So, and then we got cookies, of course. If you're not worried about that calorie count or whatever, we got cookies. We've got a variety of, and we've even got pizzas. You know, we've got the little personal pizzas if you have a child that would like to, you know, they don't want a sandwich, but they might eat a pizza or something. We've got that too, so.
Catering service?
Catering service, yeah, we do a lot of catering. Even for our local high school ball teams, a lot of times we feed those guys and girls, and we're blessed to have them as part of our clientele. And, we do a lot of catering. Even, you know, we'll send them to the funeral home occasionally if somebody wants something for the funeral home. Or just a birthday party or a Christmas party or something. You know, one of our better sales days at Tompkinsville is Christmas Eve, and we sell a lot of party trays on Christmas Eve at Tompkinsville. That's one reason why we're striving to open by December 22nd.
To get ready for that.
To get ready for that, yes.
Okay, Greg, it's been a pleasure having you here this morning.
Thank you.
To kind of fill us in on some of those things. And I think if you'd like, you can hang around here for a few minutes. And I'm going to spend a little bit of time talking about an important event coming up here, and that is our Clay County Sports Hall of Fame.
Sure.
And we'll be back just in a minute. And with that, we'll take a little short break and work in a couple of words from our sponsors.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed. And you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Come grow with us.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center and rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
A state debris burn permit is required for outdoor burning through May 15th, where local restrictions do not apply. Get your leaf and brush pile burn permit free, fast, and easy from your mobile device 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. Central Time at burnsafetn.org. Where internet access is limited, call 877-350-2876 Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Call volume can be high with long wait times, so get a permit online if possible. Again, that website is burnsafetn.org. Remember, fire prevention begins with you.
Welcome back, everyone. Like I said earlier, we have our Clay County Sports Hall of Fame, and I'm going to just kind of read through here the announcement there on this, and I know the time for nominations closes tomorrow, and if you have someone in mind that you'd like to nominate for that, but I'm going to go through this and just kind of read through it, a little bit of the history of the Hall of Fame. The nomination period of the 2021 class for the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame will remain open through December 10th for those interested in submitting a name to be considered for this year's group of honorees. organization is committed to recognizing the outstanding achievements of Clay County athletes, coaches, administrators, support contributors, both in the world of sports and the local community, and will continue to work with their with a double induction of both their 11th and 12th year classes this year. We didn't get to have the one last year, so we have some folks that are going to be inducted from last year. The nomination, it's real simple. You can go by online to the website is the www.clayco.com. And that's really the Clay, just remember, Clay County Sports Hall of Fame.com. Use that abbreviation. And there's a nomination form there that you can print out. Or if you want to nominate someone, you can just write on paper, just make a list of their accomplishments. And right now the thing to do would be take it down to Salina High School and give it to the assistant principal down there, Mr. Daniel Strong, and to get them all on the list for this year's nominees. There are three categories there. That's coaches and athletes, heritage members, and contributor members. Athletes who have been out of school for 10 years or more are eligible, and those whose careers fall at least 50 years ago fall under the heritage, if you know, up until 50 years ago. And the heritage is for the folks that a lot of them have long since been forgotten if you don't go out and do a little research on them. And also, sometimes we forget that at one time we had three high schools here in Clay County. We had one at Willow Grove, one at Hermitage Springs, and then here at Salina. And the athletic teams, the basketball teams at Willow Grove, boys and girls, were powerhouses. They were actually better than the folks at Hermitage Springs and Salina at that time, with Coach Jelly Watson up there. A number of athletes from Willow Grove played high school basketball up there. They won, you know, district championships up there. And this, of course, back in the day when there really wasn't an organized state tournament at times. They were like regional tournaments and things like that, and they were in those quite often. And a number of the athletes from that area up there went on to play college basketball. And even a few of those guys that went to Willow Grove had never seen a football. I know a couple of them went down to Middle Tennessee and made the football team down there. So, I mean, there's some great athletes up in that area there. But it does not just involve high school athletics. It involves anyone that, through their athletic skills, have brought attention to Clay County. And there's numbers of those. And we're going to look at some of the folks that are in the Hall of Fame here in a few minutes. Once the nominations are made, the voting is now, it's done electronically on the internet, now on the web. There's a place where you go online, and new members are elected by the members in the Hall of Fame. It's not an open ballot of any kind, but the members that are in the Hall of Fame, they vote on who will enter the Hall of Fame. And looking down quickly through the ones that didn't make it in last year, that made it in last year but didn't get inducted, I'll read those real quickly. Johnny McLaren, who played football, basketball, baseball, multi-sport, and also done some coaching here, and he was also a championship cross-country motorcycle rider, things like that. Gary Plumley, he was a basketball and football player here at Salina High School. I know he was a three-year starter on the basketball team, played on a couple of district regional championships. Brittany Walker, young lady who played basketball for Coach Sims, and as Coach Sims said, one of the better ball players that he ever had, and she also was played on the softball team, and she was elected. Mr. Jeff Brown, football player, one of the outstanding linemen who played on the team along with for Coach Russell Richardson, and he was also played along with Hall of Fame members Jason Hamilton, Brian Burke, Stephen Ernst, and Tupi Kerr. So he will be inducted. And also our contributor, Mr. Bob Proffitt from down Hermitage Springs, who has coached over the years various sports and was involved in athletics. I think worked with baseball, worked with maybe a little bit with the softball. He was elected as a contributor. And I know that, you know, looking down, some of the folks that have been, that are in the Hall of Fame, Greg, I'm going to walk through and just randomly look at a name here. A.J. Craighead.
Mm-hmm.
He played when you played?
No, that was after me.
After you a little bit, down Hermitage Springs. He is in there. One of the better lady players that we had, Miss Amanda Kendall Sharp, from 2010. Looking at going back further than that, we look at Betty Melton Smith, who played basketball back in the 1950s. You know, just to kind of give you an example of some of the things. And then the next name here is the name that's been quite prominent in the news the last few days, and that is Mr. Bill Napier, who played quarterback on the football team, and he coached a little bit here, taught here in Salina for a year or so, coached over in the Livingston area, and went down to Murray County, Georgia, coached down there for a number of years. I think he's in the Coaches Hall of Fame, maybe down in Georgia also, but his name has really been back in circulation again because his son Billy just recently left the University of Louisiana Raging Cajuns and was hired as the new head football coach at Florida.
Yes.
Okay, now and looking at that, that is you know, with the ties here to Clay County, a major football coach. But see that we go back a little bit farther in the story, and I mentioned the name a minute ago, Coach Jelly Watson, who was a principal at, I think, here at Salina High School at one time, then also out at the Willow Grove High School. And he is of two major college coaches. Mack Brown, who coached at North Carolina for a number of years, at Texas for a number of years, and Watson Brown. So here in Clay County, we have, you know, folks that are connected directly to some of our SEC coaches and important football. I think Mac's still coaching. He's back in North Carolina for the second stint, I believe. Now.
Yeah, and he did win a championship with Texas.
Yes, he did, a national championship. And then looking on down, we look at another, not necessarily an athlete for that, but Mr. Billy Westmoreland, who was one of the founding members of the bass fishing organization. Mm-hmm. I think maybe won that one year. And had syndicated TV shows, and he always, probably there wasn't a show that went by that there wasn't some kind of little film clip from Dale Hollow Lake or fishing down the Cumberland River or something like that. He brought tremendous attention to this area, had his own brand of fishing equipment, fishing supplies, and was closely associated with the folks at Bass Pro for a number of years. And also, Billy Melton was an outstanding football player here at Salina High School, and also played junior college football down in Mississippi, and I think was ready to move to one of the major colleges when he suffered a knee injury and transferred down to Middle Tennessee, graduated down there, actually came back and did a little coaching up here. I think he actually coached football up in Pickett County for a year or two, but he also always supported his hometown of Salina, Tennessee. Looking down through, Brian Burchett, one of the younger members that's on there, Mr. Charles Vaughn. Mr. Charles Vaughn, he was one of the quarterback on the football team that played in the first two Tobacco Bowl games, which at that time was really the championship game for football in the state of Tennessee. And, of course, We didn't win either one of them. But they were real, real hard fought. And Charles went on to play football at Kentucky and wound up coaching up in Fentress County. And like I said, looking on down through here, like I said, this is neat for me to look on these again, Greg.
Yeah.
Some of the names that we see. I know from down at the Herbert Springs there, Mr. Connie Mack Clemens. The Clemens brothers down there that were all great athletes in that generation.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second generation of those, Mr. Larry Clemens in the Hall of Fame, who played high school basketball down at Hermity Springs, and then also played basketball at Cumberland University for a while. And I think his son now is on the roster at Austin Peay right now.
Yeah.
So, you know, just the connections are endless on these. Mr. Donnie Churi, longtime coach at Hermity Springs, of course, is there. And looking on down through our list, Mr. Earl Davis. Mr. Earl Davis, also, he was a teammate of Charles Vaughn. He was running back, and I know outstanding high school football player, and he was, like I said, on that team, and I think the University of Tennessee scouts, we played Madison High School out of Nashville here, and the University of Tennessee scouts came to look at one of the Madison players, and while they were here, I don't know where they left the field that night without offering him a scholarship to University of Tennessee, and he did accept that, and he did begin up there, but he chose to come back home, and I think a lot due to family problems and things. That was the day where, you know, if your father wasn't at home or had passed away or something, you were the head of the family, and he was kind of the head of the family. So he came back home and did not complete college. Looking on down through this bunch here, I know we have three of the members of one of my better basketball teams, Greg's teammates, and that was Joey Coe, Jeff Arms, and Tracy Strong.
Yeah.
I know they were on that team, the first team to ever make it to the state tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Greg was on that team.
Yeah.
And we had the misfortune of meeting probably the best team overall in the whole state of Tennessee all three times. But
they had a player that was actually in the NBA, so the Sylvester Gray was his name, and of Bolton High School out of Memphis, and they were kryptonite to us, I guess, a little bit, because we just could not get past them.
And I know Sylvester went from playing single A basketball at Bolton, if you want to call what they
had
in single A, as a starter there, and then the next year he started for Memphis State then as a starter there, and then the next year he started for the Miami Heat.
Right.
So that kind of tells you the category.
He was an outstanding player. He was.
Yes, he was. And also, you know, some of the Heritage folks that have been nominated over the years, Mr. James Capps, outstanding football player. And also Mr. Jerry Fox. Now, Jerry's an interesting name here also. He is the father of a Hall of Fame member, and that being Patricia Strong.
Yeah, Patricia. Mm-hmm.
And Jerry was an outstanding high school quarterback at here at Salina. I think he may have led the state in scoring one year. He quarterback, punter, extra point kicker, just an outstanding athlete. And like I said, his daughter is in here, and also his grandson will probably be in here.
Oh, I would say most definitely.
Grant Strong.
Yeah.
He is Grant Strong's grandfather. So there's just family connections here of various generations. Of athletes, you know, it kind of seems like it's something that I guess the community of Salina can be proud of, that, you know, these the tradition, the family traditions of athletics here in Salina, because like
we've been pretty blessed with a lot of athletic people in Clay County for sure,
and we have, of course, we've had a young men, young ladies that really dedicated, work hard, and of course now we are well established as one of the better football programs going on right now, and mm-hmm. we are, I guess, we'll have to be, not necessarily bragging on ourselves, but we are, I guess, the number one Class A basketball mm-hmm. team in the state of Tennessee.
And defending champs.
And defending champs. Mm-hmm. And, of course, when you're defending champs in anything, you got right. the target on your back.
Yeah.
But we want to, let me go back here, because we're getting down close to being toward the end of this thing here. We about killed an hour, Greg.
Well, it went by pretty quick.
Now, this year we'll be celebrating the induction ceremony. This will be a double ceremony for the folks that get elected this year, the ones that were elected last year. And it will be, there will be a meet and greet ceremony, reception. It will be set for Friday, January the 21st, and will be held at halftime of the Lady Dogs game between Clark Range, which is started at 6 p.m. And we'd like to, we'll keep touting this, and we ain't got a whole lot of time to tout it because it's going to be upon us pretty quick here. But we would like to have just as many people as we could at the reception that afternoon at 4:30 p.m. at the Clay County High School cafeteria. And it's open to all the inductees, family, friends, Hall of Fame members, anyone in the community that wants to come by and take part in this celebration. And we always have quite a number of Hall of Fame members there. It's a great time for Clay County athletes to get together, reminisce, talk about old stories, meet friends again for a while, and just, it's a great day of remembering the great tradition, athletic tradition that we have here in Clay County, both at what we have now at Clay County High School and what we have had over the years at Willow Grove High School and also Heritage Springs High School. So, all of those things make up the history of and the backbone of our Clay County Sports Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. And we make, like I said, a special one. If you have someone you think that deserves to be on there, don't be worried about whether they should be considered. Get their statistics and turn those statistics in. They'll be checked, everything, and they'll be added to the list of folks to be voted on this year. And I know we have a few new ones. I thought that list was on here, but I didn't find that. But I know we have some folks that have been nominated, and I know, like I said, we'll continue to do this, and we need everyone to come out and take part in this that day. And with that, Greg, we're about to kill today. And I'm going to use my system over here and get my winner for the birthday prize today, and that winner is Jason Hamilton. You have won the birthday prize, so you will need to go over to the chamber office and pick up your envelope. Compliments of WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country. And with that, I think it's about time we shut the doors here. We've got all the livestock put back up in the barn, I reckon. Everything will be good until we can meet again here next Thursday morning at 9 a.m. And until then, may the good Lord bless and keep you until then. And with that, we'll say good day, Clay County.